Christ to the Nations and the Nations to the Church. Daily devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries.
Tuesday, May 7th, 2024. Talking about a fall. This daily devotion was written by Dr. Kerry Vo. The text comes from Acts 1. In those days, Peter stood up among the brothers. The company of persons was in all about 120, and said, "Brothers, the scripture had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit spoke beforehand by the mouth of David concerning Judas, who became a guide to those who arrested Jesus. For he was numbered among us and was allotted his share in this ministry. So one of the men who have accompanied us during all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John until the day when he was taken up from us, one of these men must become with us a witness to his resurrection." And they put forward two men, and they prayed and said, "You, Lord, who know the hearts of all, show which one of these two you have chosen to take the place in this ministry and apostleship, from which Judas turned aside to go to his own place." And they cast lots for them, and the lot fell on Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles. It happens sometimes. We hear about a Christian leader, maybe even a pastor, from our own church, who has fallen into major sin and abandoned his ministry as a result. And we are horrified. How do we deal with this news? Should we hush it up? Gossip? If we do talk about it, what attitude should we have? Peter sets us the example. He tells the truth. He does not hide or sugarcoat what Judas did. But Peter remembers that he himself has also betrayed Jesus, especially when Jesus was on trial for his life and Peter denied even knowing him. When Peter thinks about Judas's sin, he also thinks about his own. And he remembers that Jesus, our Savior, loves all sinners and died to take away all our sins. So Peter is careful in what he says about Judas. Peter says, "He was numbered among us and was allotted his share in this ministry." It is as if he said, any one of us disciples could have fallen this way, and we need to remember that. He also shows him what honor and mercy he can at this point. Judas is gone, but he was once a disciple, once a servant of the Lord. And that is something to remember. The other Christians there follow Peter's example. When they name his sin, they don't use fiery, angry language. No, they say simply that Judas turned aside to go to his own place. Yes, he did. And if it weren't for Jesus' mercy and forgiving, protecting love, any one of us could do the same. Our place, by nature, is under God's wrath. But through his death and resurrection for our sakes, Jesus has won for us a far better place, as beloved children in the family of God. When we speak about another Christian's disgrace, let us do this standing firmly in the love of Christ for sinners, the people he died and rose to save. For we too are sinners and need his grace every day of our lives. We pray. Dear Lord, keep us safe from temptation and evil. Have mercy on those who fall. Turn their hearts and restore them to yourself. Amen.